Blog Talk Radio.
Between the Ropes Radio. Let's take this between the ropes. The best podcast up here, letting you know. Tyron Ashbury here to take it over. Let the man speak as he hear. The break is over. We in the culture for all the news and incredible style. No other podcast explaining it now. This is
Reality Is. Today is your day to be cool and, of course, feel cool. Reality Is. There's a big reason to feel like this. Tonight live, it's Between the Ropes Radio on this Wednesday night, March 13th, 2019. I'm your boy, Ty Ashbury. Reality of wrestling has all that reason is to shine, and that is because my live guest with me, her first ever podcast interview, she also needs a catchphrase. This beautiful lady, of course, I'm talking about Miss AQA Angela Queen Arnold is my guest. Miss Angela, how are you?
Hi, Tom. I'm fine. Thank you for having me. Yeah, we gotta talk about these catchphrases.
yeah. It's before we got the show together. We were talking about the catchphrases, and we know as far as in wrestling, you never want to take a catchphrase that's already been used, and yeah, it's a pain trying to come up with those things.
Yeah. I've thought of some before, they just never made sense.
Yeah, but you know, that's the thing about the tonight's episode of Between the Ropes Radio. I'm going to help you get through that, and like, I mean, but most importantly is you're doing what you're doing. Like I said, you are killing it big time for Reality of Wrestling. We're going to talk about that tonight as well. And the way we do things on the show, Miss Angela, it's all about you. The spotlight is on you. Everybody listening live, your fans, anybody who loves you listening to the show. So the way we do things on the show, if you're ready for some straight-up interview time, you ready?
I'm ready.
Well, actually, the first question I want to ask you, this is out of nowhere. Before, we were talking about the show all day long, and you actually hit me up and asked me, and I just noticed it, what the heck is up with Facebook? I was just on Facebook to promote tonight's show, and it's acting up. I was like, yeah, she talked about Facebook, so I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I got a little nervous because I was scrolling like on my Facebook like this morning, and I was just looking at some stuff and some memes, because that's basically what I use Facebook for, is just to share memes all day. And I was trying to like comments and tag friends and posts, and it was like, try again later, you can't do it. So I just think, oh, nothing about it, you know. And then when I got ready to like share a post that you had tagged me in, it wouldn't let me do anything. And so I was like, okay, let me just log out and log back in. You know, maybe it's a glitch or something in the system. And then when I did that, it was like, oh, your account has been disabled. So I, like, started freaking out because I was like, have I been hacked or something? Like, what's going on? And then, like, I immediately, like, I hit you up because I was like, I don't know if we're going to, you know, I didn't have the number saved yet because, like, your message flashed across the screen right when it said your account is disabled. And I was like, oh, my God, I didn't save the phone number. I don't know how I'm going to call in. He's going to think that I no-show. Like, I was really, like, panicking at the moment. But I don't know what's going on. Some of my friends, they're back on Facebook. Some of them are still stuck like I am. I still can't get in.
It's just a Wednesday of what the heck is going on. But I can't really dog Facebook because we all need Facebook. I need it for my shows. So, Facebook, I still, yeah. We love you, but just get together, please. You're killing us. Come on. So
yeah, that's how I keep all my friends and family back home informed with what I'm doing is Facebook.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, well, maybe Ms. Angela, I definitely want to ask you, the first question on the show I want to ask you about, since you are, of course, you know, the reason why, of course, your promotion is doing really good. Everything that you're involved in is the reason it's doing great. Now, tell everyone live right now the reason why they should be listening. Tell them why they should be listening to the show right now.
Told you I was awesome. Oh, my God. Well, first, I do want to just correct on one thing. The reason why Reality of Wrestling is so great is because of all the amazing talent that we have there and being under the learning eye and the tutelage of Hall of Famer Booker T. So it's not just one person, and definitely not just me. But one reason to listen to Between the Ropes Radio is pretty much you get to have these in-depth interviews, these personal interviews with people like me. You get to know us, people who are really trying to make a name for ourselves, really trying to get out there and And people like you, because you make me feel very comfortable ever since you've hit me up and you're like, hey, we're going to do this. And you kind of pretty much walked me through the step. You knew that it was going to be my first time debuting on a podcast like this. So I'm not really good at this type of stuff, Ty. So, but yeah, I'm awkward. I told
Yeah, I mean, but the thing about it, Miss Angela, awkward can attract people. I mean, it can attract people to see your matches. It can attract people who listen to the show. Me, I like, you know, people that are awkward. To me, it'll bring a lot of listeners to the show. But I really want to thank you for what you said about me. And when I have guests on the show, my reason is to help all my guests feel comfortable. I mean, we have fun here on Between Ropes Radio. It's not like we have fun. We laugh. We pee our pants. We just have fun on the show.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's new. That's different. You definitely have something different from the competition. We make our guests pee, you know.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like I said, I mean, you don't want to pee yourself seriously, but I want you to pee yourself laughing because we have fun here on the show, like I just talked about before. Now, I'm definitely sure the last few days it was, how can I put this? It was punching time for you, of course, in the ring. Now, can you talk to us about any matches or events that, you know, we should all review that involved you, anything that happened as of late that was really pretty much pretty cool that you were just involved in recently for wrestling?
Well, my last match that I just had this past Saturday, I wrestled Hyun for the Diamond Division Championship at Booker T's Reality of Wrestling in a steel cage match. And two really cool main points about that match was that, one, it was the first ever women's steel cage match for Reality of Wrestling, and it was the first time in the history of Reality of Wrestling that two women have main evented the show. So that was really cool, and that was, like, just a really, like, amazing thing for me to be a part of because, like, I'm very early on in my career. That was my 14th match, I believe. I've only been doing this. It'll be 2 years in June. And so for me to be a part of something that big with all the talent that's come through, that was just really amazing, and it was really humbling and great experience for me. And I loved every second of it, and that steel cage hurts. I never thought it was soft, don't get me wrong, but, like, when I really got to get in there and feel it, I was like, oh, my God, that hurts. And something cool that I did for the very first time inside the match was I did a shooting star press for the very first time. And I've been, like, looking online and looking at comments, and I believe, I don't want to, like, say that I'm the only female that's ever done it. I believe that there's some women out there who probably have attempted it, but so far all I'm seeing is that I'm, like, the only girl that's hit a shooting star press so far in terms of wrestling. So I think that's a really cool thing.
That's really awesome. And my response to that is, go girl, like, hey, that right there is, that's what we do. We laugh on the show, but that, I'm still laughing. Give me a minute. Okay, I'm good. But the fact that you did a shooting star press and the fact that you main evented, it was like a steel cage match. I really want to talk, like, you know, serious for a moment about what you just talked about, because I've talked to a lot of guests on the show before who are, you know, the ladies who've been on the show before in the past, and you should really be thankful, and I know you are, that you are a part of the biggest evolution ever, and that is the evolution of women's wrestling. You're in a really super, super awesome time to be in wrestling. I mean, rocking in a steel cage, that wasn't done back in the day.
Yeah. It's a really great time to be. It's a great time to be a fan of wrestling. It's a great time to be a wrestler, and it's really a great time to be a female wrestler now because a lot of change is happening. Like, a lot of the things that are happening now, I honestly believe anyone would have said this back then people would have been like, you're crazy. That's never going to happen. You're never going to have women in a steel cage. You're never going to have women main eventing. You're never going to have women who are the tag team champions or women who are going to main event WrestleMania, like all this type of stuff. It's just a great time to be a female wrestler at this point in time. And also, like, with two other promotions that I'm with, Rise and Shimmer Wrestling, coming up on their next pay-per-view, they're about to have, like, the largest number of female talent ever, like, compete anywhere. It's going to be, like, the largest women's pay-per-view, you know, that's going to be going down on the independent scene. So it's a lot of great things that are happening right now for women's wrestling and wrestling in general.
Yeah. Now, of course, pro wrestling, we know definitely it's definitely all you. That's what you do 24/7. When did you realize you wanted it to become a reality where you knew you was like, yeah, this is definitely what I want to do?
Honestly, when I was 10, and I know a lot of people say that, like, oh, when I was a kid, but it truly started when I was 10. I remember the first time I got introduced to wrestling. I was at my grandparents' house, and my papa loves wrestling, and he had my mom, my uncle, and my aunt all grew up watching wrestling, but they grew out of it. And I can't remember for the life of me what the match was, but I always remember I was in the living room playing with my toys. Back when 10-year-olds played with toys, you know, they all have Xboxes and stuff now. But I was playing with my toys, and I just hear this big, loud thud, and I'm like, what is that? And I look up, and it was like someone was getting suplexed from the top rope. And I was like, oh, my God, I just couldn't take my eyes off it. And that very next day, I went outside on the trampoline, and I just started teaching myself the stuff that I saw on the TV. Just disclaimer, no one, don't do that. That was very dumb of me, and I have a lot of injuries over the years that sustained with me because of that. But I just started teaching myself everything that I would that I wanted to do, like all the flips and stuff that I know how to do. Basically, I just went outside and just self-taught myself. I would watch like the Power Rangers. I would watch like how they would fly up in the air, not knowing that it was like special effects and strings and stuff attached. But I would try to attempt to do all of that. And then I got early on into high school, and I tried to do other sports, but I honestly didn't have like a passion for any of them. It was just like I played basketball in seventh grade. They told me I was traveling, so I quit. I was like, okay, I'm done with this. I don't have to play. And then I got in and softball. I really enjoy softball, but I like just because whenever I hit the ball, if I didn't get a home run, I was going to get on third base. That was just a guarantee. And I could run really fast. So I just only wanted to hit the ball and run. I didn't want to play. Like, I was right fielder. I didn't want to be out there in the sun. I was like, this is just not fun. It's not the fun part. And then it was like just too many rules. Like if you pop the ball up and you run and they catch you, I was like, okay, this is not fun. And one day we were like headed towards the championship. I got home 15 minutes late. Like I missed the first 15 minutes of Monday Night Raw. And I was like, never again am I playing sports, because if it means that I'm going to miss watching wrestling, then I'm not doing it. Which is the reason why when I got to college, I turned down running track, because I was like, one, I'm not getting up at 5 in the morning. And two, no, I'm not going to go through what I went through in high school where I missed wrestling. It just wasn't an option for me. And I knew that's what I wanted to do because it was the only thing I was truly passionate about, the only thing I could truly say that I ever loved. And I actually left my senior year of college to come to reality of wrestling to pursue my dream. I'm back in college now, finishing up my last semester, but I don't regret taking that risk at all, because if I didn't take that risk, you definitely wouldn't be talking to me right now, because none of the stuff that's happened over the last year and a half wouldn't have happened had I not left and just gave it a chance. I just wanted to be able to say that I did it. I didn't want to live my life with what if I would have tried this, you know?
Yeah. Well, I got to say, I mean, you said, like I said, if you hadn't taken that chance and, you know, you left college early, now you're here and I'm talking to you live here on the show. I mean, to me, like I said, it's definitely an honor that you're on the show, but you can say, like, you had a taste of what it's like to go to college, and you're also a wrestler, so you've pretty much done what an adult has to do. You've pretty much have fought for everything that you want to do, like, you know, going to college, like I said, being a wrestler. You're pretty much at that right frame of mind. Pretty much, like I said, you got that good head on your shoulders, and you know what you want.
Yeah. I don't want to say it wasn't the easiest decision to make, but it definitely wasn't hard. It was like one of those decisions where I made it just like in a snap of a finger, like, I'm going to do it. And then it's like when I got here, when I first started training, I was like, oh, my God, did I make the right decision? Because I loved it from the beginning. But as I started to pick up and things did start to get a little bit harder, I started to think, ooh, you know, did I make the wrong mistake? But I think everyone, you know, thinks that about themselves when you try to, you know, go off and try something new. And, you know, I think that's normal, but I think over the course of time, I've made the right decision. Like I said, I have no regrets. I can't wait to get done with Troy University. Great school, but I don't want to be there. I want to be in the ring where I truly feel I belong and where I'm comfortable at.
Yeah, and the really big thing that you brought up too, I mean, of course, people listening, I mean, younger people are listening to the show right now, big thing about college. I mean, of course, college is the way to go. But now today, to me, in today's world, it's just, I know people have that thing, is college for me or it isn't. I mean, there's just, I think there's a lot more in today's world that you can reach for than it was back in the day. And that's just my opinion. I mean, you may think I'm right or wrong,
yeah,
but in today's world, there's more of a reach at anything you can do than it was back in 1991. I just threw that out there. But, I mean, but still, I still believe college is the way to go. But in your case, if you really want to be a wrestler, then do it. But I'm sure you would say not everybody can be a wrestler because you guys go through a hell of a grind. I mean, not everybody can do it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fact.
And the fact of it is that it's not, honestly, it's not even the physical part of it, and it's not the traveling. Like, of course, that does take a toll on you, and you are sore and you are hurt. Like me, I'm rehabbing my knee right now. But wrestling, honestly, is all mental. And if you're going to take that risk, I would say to anyone out there listening, if you're going to take the risk and you want to become a wrestler, you have to have a strong mental state because it's going to get to you. Because wrestling, it's all about the psychology of it. It's all about the storytelling of it. You're going to, if you're like me, you're going to come in and you see somebody who's only been doing it for a year or two, and you watch them in the ring and you think that they've been doing it for like 15, then it's going to take a toll on like your self-esteem, your confidence. There's been plenty of times I've looked around the room and I'm like, oh my God, I'm never going to be her or I'm never going to be him. And you have to learn how to block that out because wrestling is all mental. And so you have to learn how to just believe in yourself and have that confidence in yourself and uphold yourself in a high standard. And you have to have the confidence really just to follow your dreams, really, because a lot of people, especially young people, I mean, I'm young as well, but like people who are younger than me, I want to say like high schoolers or even kids. But if you're thinking about being a wrestler, just be prepared to hear someone tell you that you can't do it or you shouldn't do it because to them, they can't see outside of the little box they live in. Like me, I come from a very small town. Like we have like one stoplight, one grocery store. Like if you want to go to Walmart, you got to go to the like Mississippi. Like I'm from Alabama, but we like live kind of like on the state line. So if we want to go to Walmart, we literally have to go to Mississippi to go to Walmart. It's ridiculous. But I come from a state, a small town, like how you mentioned, where some people are going to be like go to college first. Because, like, my grandparents, my parents, they grew up in that lifestyle of you had to go to college. Like, there was no choice. Like, if you don't go to college, then, hey, you don't have a career. But like you mentioned now, there's just so many things. Like, people are becoming YouTube stars. They're becoming writers. They're becoming actors. They're becoming all this type of stuff because there's more opportunity. Now you have to take advantage of opportunity in the lifetime of this opportunity. You can't wait. You can't be like, oh, I need time to figure it out. You just have to act on it right now. So my advice to young people is if you don't know what you want to do, maybe try college out for like your freshman year. Be like, okay, I like it, I don't like it. Maybe it'll help you figure it out. But if you know exactly what you want to do, then I would say, hey, go ahead and try it right now. Get it out of the way so you won't spend your entire first 3 years of college like I did, just wondering, I want to be somewhere other than here. I want to wrestle. I want to do this. I want to act. I want to write, whatever you want to do. You need to take advantage of the opportunity right now while you can. Don't wait. Don't sit on it. Just go for it. And this is the perfect time to do it. Like, everything is booming right now.
Exactly. And another thing, of course, one thing that everybody listening live should go for listening to this episode of Between the Ropes Radio, because tonight's tagline is Angela is the reason, and she's the reason why this episode of Between the Ropes Radio is really cool. And if you have any questions for her, hey, the call-in number is 646-716-5926, the star of Reality of Wrestling. Definitely, definitely, we have more to come in this episode of Between the Ropes Radio. Now, of course, Miss Angela, I wanted this segment. I call this segment. I actually thought of myself. I'm gonna call this segment, you know, this is how Booker T was saying, you know, can you dig it? We know how he does that. This is the segment that I'm actually naming. But I definitely want to talk about you made your debut in the ring. I mean, I know you really can't go back now, but I mean, if you maybe have some kind of insight back then when you made your debut, your first ever match, what was like one word to describe your feeling when that time, you know, came back in the day when you made your debut?
Oh, I was nervous, like out of my mind, like literally just, it was the word I would, it was amazing because it led to, you know, where I am now. But I was definitely, I would describe, if I had to pick two words, I'd say it was amazing and it was nerve-wracking. That's two words. I don't know. But it was those two words, basically. That's what I would say my first experience was.
Yeah, but you know, I really believe in everybody gets nervous. It's something that they work so hard for, they train for to do. It's just like anything, especially with wrestling, because you know, like, I'm here. Like, you know, like I said, the queen, you're, I know you were thinking, I have arrived, and it's on.
Yeah. It doesn't hit you until you step out from behind the curtain. Like, that night, our first match, and even, like, the weeks leading up to the first match that I had with Mackenzie for Ladies Night Out, it was the first Ladies Night Out. I think we've had five now. But everyone was like, you guys, when you walk out, those lights are going to blind you. The crowd's going to, you know, deafen you out and all that type of stuff. Like, of course, you're like, okay, you know, you take it under consideration, but you can't relate to it until it happens. And I remember I stepped out from behind the curtain on the stage the first time, and I couldn't see. I don't know how I made it to the ring. I don't know. The lights, like, we had these LED lights. There was these brand-new LED lights that just shone right in my face. I couldn't see. All I remember is just walk straight. And then I started walking, and I could see hands coming out. So I was like, just hit the hands, and maybe you'll make your way to the ring. And one thing about wrestling is, like, you guys, like, and even watching my matches back, I'll see the match, and, like, the match seems like it's going on forever. But when you're in the ring, I swear it feels like you're in there for 5 minutes. Like, my last match that I just had, the steel cage match, that match was probably a little over 15 minutes, but I swear it felt like we were in there for five. Like, the time just goes by, and one thing I'm trying to force myself to do now is listen to the crowd, and I'm trying to be in the moment, because there's been times where literally I'll go out, have my match, I'll be walking back to the backstage area, and I'd be like, oh, wait, I just wrestled. Like, I literally didn't realize what just happened. You know, I had a whole match and didn't even know what just happened. The time goes by just like that. So I'm learning to try to, like, listen to the crowd, try to be in the moment, you know, give them the time to jump in the ring with me, basically. That's what I'm trying to learn right now. So I still got a long way to go with that, but time flies in that ring, and it's scary.
Yeah, it's absolutely absolutely right what you said. Time flies. Everything's just flying by. I mean, spring is saying, I mean, it's almost, April's almost here, spring's almost here, which I'm sure we're all happy about. But everything's definitely a day. That's the way life is actually working now. And of course, you talked about a lot on the show, Miss Angela, is, of course, actually we talked about two things earlier briefly here on the show. And if you, just one word to describe both of these things, definitely let all the listeners know. Reality of wrestling, and of course, the soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Mr. Booker T. Words that describe both of them.
Sorry, he does that backstage. He just randomly goes, and it scares me every time. It's like, yeah, but I'm sorry. Go ahead. I just had to do that.
No, it's okay. Just two words to describe your home promotion, Reality of Wrestling, and the soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Booker T.
Oh my God! When it comes to Booker, I don't think there is no just like one word. He is so many things. Like, he's just, it's the knowledge that he has. It's just amazing. Like, he'll make you think of things that you never would have thought of, and he can make the ideas that you come to him with, he can do them better than you can. It's, like, amazing. You're like, hey, I want to do this, and he'll just, like, start miming it out, or he'll be like, you need to say it like this. It's, like, honestly, to just try to put him into one word, that is just impossible, because he is just the ultimate, like, everything. Like, he has so much knowledge. But Reality of Wrestling, it's the flagship show. It's where you want to be, and if you're not, then, hey, you're missing out. Like, for anybody who's trying to be a wrestler, you need to get down there, even if you can only get down there for a weekend or a day, like, just to be under the learning tree of Booker T. And, oh, my God, it's just, we call Reality Wrestling the flagship show for a reason. And if you watch the show and you see all the talent, you'll see why. And then when you realize, like, who's running it, and then you'll know why it's the flagship show of Reality of Wrestling, like, there's not much that Booker hasn't done and that he can't do, and there's not nothing that you can come to him with that he can't flip around and just make you a star. Like, he's the reason why we're all where we are right now. And it's funny, though. I'll tell a quick story. It's like, when we're in the backstage area with him before our matches, And he like calls you in the office and he's like, okay, what do you want to do? And you're like, okay, I want to do this or I want to do that. He's so passionate. Like, he gets so excited for you and he'll take your idea and he'll turn it around. Now, this is the part where I started to get confused because Booker is passionate. He loves what he does, but he gets so emotional and passionate about what he's saying that it becomes a point for me. I no longer understand what he's saying anymore. He goes from speaking English to like, I call it Booklish. He's speaking like some whole other Booker type T language. Because he's like, okay, yeah, you start off with the headlock, then you go in with the band, you go to done, you go to done, you go doing movements. And I'm like, and then I look over at Kevin, he's our producer, and I look over at Brad Gilmore, and I'm like, what is he saying? And they're just smiling and nodding. So I just start smiling and nodding because I'm like, okay, I'm just going to pretend that I know what's going on. And then he's like, you got that, kid, you got it. And I'm like, yeah, I got it. And he walks out, and I'm like, what did he just say? Like, what does he want me to do? I don't understand. But he's just so passionate, and he's hilarious. Unintentionally, though, like, he'll say something, and he doesn't mean for it to be funny. He just says it, and then you just burst out laughing, and then he's like, I'm serious. I'm being serious right now, kid. And we're just like, oh, my God, you're the greatest ever. So I personally can't wait for this Hall of Fame induction because I already know it's going to be a bunch of stories, and every single story is going to end with, I'm serious. I can't make this up. You know, it's going to be great. I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
Yeah, God, but Booker T, God bless him. I mean, he's one of my all-time favorites, and definitely, I could tell, I'm pretty sure he is the man. And Booker T, man, keep doing what you're doing, man, and congratulations from your boy Ty Asbury here on Between the Ropes Radio. And, of course, next up, Miss Angela, this segment, we've been talking about this. I'm calling this, so, a catchphrase, huh? Now, this is the part we've all been waiting for. Now,
yeah.
I'm kind of going to sell this to you, and I know you need a catchphrase, and this is just, it's like a thumbs up or thumbs down, but the reason why I've been calling this show Angela is the reason, because what I have down here, I'm just going to read it to you now, because you are one of the stars of Reality of Wrestling, is now you're interviewing, do what you got to do, and you could just say it with, like, just so much force and power, you know, like, pretty much, like I said, Angela is the reason. You could say, you know, I'm the reason fans buy the tickets. I'm the reason why, you know, other ladies are scared to come to Reality of Wrestling. That's like the catchphrase. I was kind of maybe wanting to sell it to you. So, you know, I was kind of what you thought about that, what listeners thought about that. So that's the one that I have for you. I mean, I could think of other ones down the road, but that's the one that I have for you. Maybe if you ever wanted to try it out, but that's or you could talk to Booker about it. But that's something that I kind of had for you.
Using that seems more like a heelish tactic, because if I'm like, oh, I'm the reason why you're here, I'm the reason why you're coming, like, doesn't that seem like something like The Miz or somebody, well, he's face now, but, you know, like someone like that would be like, I'm the reason why you are here, or you're selling the tickets, or, you know, it seems like something I could use for like a heel persona. But for my current gimmick, whatever that is, I'm still trying to figure it out. I don't think I'd be able to use it, though.
Or we could, or you could say, yeah. Or, I mean, or like, you know, or, and you know, Angela is, you know, is a blast, you know, like, you're meaning that, you know, fans come to the shows, you're going to have a blast, you know, something like that. I mean, I just randomly came to me. If you want to switch it up and use, instead of Angela's the reason, Angela is a blast, meaning that you're pretty much, that's for the fans, you know, that they enjoy you. That's, then use that, you know, for like a, you know, from a face mentality.
Yeah, I would have to use AQA, though, because start using my name, it's going to be mix people up a little bit. I just thought back to a promo I did. I think this is when I very first started wrestling Hyun, because we had like a year-long rivalry. And in one of my promos, I said that. I said, there's a reason why I am the breakout star. There's a reason why I was chosen to be in this spot that I'm in right now. There's a reason. I think I didn't say I'm the reason, but I was like, there's a reason why AQA is pretty much where I am right now. So actually, now that I think about it, I use that as a face. So I could. It's something we could definitely try to work with.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I mean, if you talk to Booker or anybody, I mean, just try to maybe like you said, I know he's great at what he does. Maybe he can tweak it, but I think it could work. But I mean, it's just maybe tweaking a little bit. But I really think I think it could work for you. You know, you being the fan favorite and they love you. I think maybe that's something you can consider.
Yeah, you definitely have to have something that the fans can come in like what I love is like when AJ Styles goes like a. Or the announcer says phenomenal, or the house that AJ Styles built, everyone just kind of comes in with it. I would love to have something like that to like make the fans feel like they're part of it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then of course we are not out of the segment part yet here between the Ropes Radio. Now next up, and everybody loves this part of the program. Next up is the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center, in which this question, you really got to think, and this is the one that guests, they love it. Some of them, I've stumped many a times with a certain question.
Uh-oh.
I may throw out there. So are you ready for the question?
Oh, my God, you're going to make my brain actually work today. Okay, I'm ready. Let's do it.
Okay, all right, here we go. Dun, 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 dun. But okay, here we go. Okay, the question is, you bring the fire to the ring, and I definitely could tell that. Now, creating your own pay-per-view, what would you call it using the word fire?
Great Balls of Fire. No, that was – I don't know why they named that pay-per-view yet. Fire. Fire. Ooh, why did you do this to me? The pay-per-view – fire in it. fire it up? I don't know. this is not fair, Ty. This is not fair at all. I don't know. Honestly, I don't know what I would call it, my own pay-per-view with fire in it.
Well, I always say, if guests can't think of anything right on the show, I mean, you can always post it on Facebook or just, like I said, it's just something that, you know, guests, they'll come back eventually, or they'll just post it on their Facebook saying, hey, I was on Between the Ropes and I thought of it. But, I mean, sometimes it can be tricky, and that's the way we do things on the show. We always have fun. I do use my stumper question, which I had Terry Runnels on. I mean, I stumped her pretty good so with the question that I asked her. But I mean, if you can't think of anything right now, it's okay. Like I said, you can always post it on Facebook or when you come back on the show down the road, without a doubt. But but Great Balls of Fire, that was, I didn't like that name.
Great Balls, that had to be an inside joke. Even the logo was, you know, it was fireballs. So I mean, that was an inside joke somewhere there. I don't think.
Yeah.
I would like to thank Justin Danko. We gotta have this one, you know. Jeez.
Definitely. Well,
my friend Jessica, she's good at coming up with stuff, and I know she's listening. So I'm gonna put all the pressure is on you, Jessica. I know you're listening. You're gonna help me come up with this name. You and my big bro D. I'm gonna have him help me come up with something.
Well, definitely, when that happens, I guess you post it on Facebook or just let me know, and all the listeners will definitely know what you came up with, of course, for the Between the Ropes Radio Creative Center question. Now, of course, I have to say, Ms. Angela, it has been an absolute honor and pleasure to have you on the show. Like I said, you are phenomenal, you're great, you're awesome, and I'm definitely damn proud of you and what you're doing in wrestling. And of course, continuing with fire, we want to know, where can we see you bringing the fire next in the ring with your wrestling tour dates? Everybody wants to know, what's next for you?
The next place that I will be in Chicago, actually. I'm going to be in Chicago with Rise and Shimmer Wrestling. They're having their pay-per-view called Legendary. And so that's where the next pay-per-view is going to be at. It's going to be, I'm trying to remember so I don't tell you guys, like, the wrong spot, actually. I don't want to be like, it's here and it's not there. But it's going to be March 30th and 31st. It's going to be at the Berwyn Eagles Club in Chicago, Illinois, if I pronounce that correctly. So it's going to be 6309 26th Street. And actually right now it's sold out, completely sold out. They only have tickets for standing room only. So if you guys do want to come out and support us and see us and maybe see me hit another Shooting Star Press, then come on down to the Burn Eagles Club in Chicago, Illinois. And then, of course, after that, I'll return back to Reality of Wrestling, April 13th in Texas City, Texas.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, she talked about it. She has mastered her shooting star press. She is a star. She is the star of Reality of Wrestling. Many other promotions this young lady is doing. I'm talking about AQA Miss Angela. We call her Queen Arnold. I definitely want to say again, Miss Angela, thank you for joining us live here on Between the Ropes Radio. And it was an honor.
Thank you so much for having me. And when you reached out, I was humbled by that. Anyone was like, hey, I want to speak to you. So thank you so much for this. And you helped me get over my fear of talking in interviews. So, yay. I'm so awkward.
Well,
but like I said,
there's nothing wrong with being awkward. Like I said, you work for this. I'm glad I was able to help you. And like I said, I support you. Reality of Wrestling, all you guys down there, keep doing what you're doing. And you're always welcome back here on Between the Ropes Radio. And most importantly, God bless and stay safe and be healthy. And like I said, best luck in right down the way and everything you're doing wrestling.
Thank you so much. Do you mind if I plug my Twitter and Instagram so people can follow me if they want to see what I'm doing next?
That's cool. Do what you got to do.
Oh, yay. Okay. So if you want to keep up with me on Instagram, I am _a.q.a10. And on Twitter, I am _aqa10. Those are my initials and my favorite number.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it. Follow AQA. Hey, keep doing what you're doing, and hey, your fans will follow.
Thank you.
Thank you a lot, and you have a great, great night.
You as well. Bye, guys.
Yo, this was your boy, Ty Asbury, and tonight it was
Between the Ropes Radio.
A reason. And that, of course, Angela is the reason. From Reality of Wrestling, my live guest tonight was AQA, Miss Angela Queen Arnold. I'm your boy, Ty Asbury. Thank you, as always, for listening to Between the Ropes Radio. Have a wonderful, wonderful night. Love yourself. Love others. And hey, I'm out. Peace.
We here to speak the truth for you. You know I'm winning, y'all. Go. Between the ropes, nothing else will come close. The number one radio show. This is what we know. To be the best in action in the show.